Well, you did it.
We knew we would.
Yeah.
Eventually, maybe.
And yet, somewhere in our hearts, it was hard to believe that. But we're here. We have an adorable new baby.
She is worth it.
Hey, I'm Derek.
And I'm Tanya.
We've got three kids. Rainy?
Yeah.
Emerson?
And Atlas. We're set to learn about marriage, parenting, and whatever else comes up as we stumble through the joys and sorrows of life.
This is the journey of two young, homeschooled Christian parents exploring what we're teaching and learning while we grow ourselves and raise our kids.
She's just looking around right now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have it. I don't even know if I'll get any good squawks for the for this one, but...
Oh, she's thinking about sleeping.
Mm-hmm. She had a big day.
Yeah. And a lot of food.
Yes. Cluster feeding is real.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there she goes.
Hmm. So this isn't going to be a super normal episode. We're just going to talk birth story. We had the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnancy is over. We'll do follow-up and stuff on the unschooling episode a little bit in the future. But for now, we're just going to... We're right now, we are in the hospital. This is day two. And, well, sort
of.
It's kind of day one. But yeah, just got our... Brought the podcasting stuff in here. Got us all set up to record.
So. Nurse walked in, saw us all set up.
Oh,
we're shameless.
Is this an ASMR thing? No. Although, I mean, we could,
now
we could do that.
Now you could say that it's an ASMR thing and market our podcast to an entirely different audience.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, it'd be a bit of a bait and switch, though. I don't quite know the sound engineering behind
I can start lip smacking more.
Yeah.
In my,
I can turn your gain up real high as long as you speak real low and don't like blow everybody out. We can do an ASMR.
Or it can be a moosh bang, I think it's called, where you eat food because people enjoy the sound of it. I'm not into that.
Yeah.
But there are those people.
A moosh bang. So it has its own terminology for that.
Yeah. I think that's what it's called. I feel like it's like a Japanese word or something.
It sounds like it could be.
And normally people eat their food like really sloppily. Like if I'm eating spaghetti, it's going to be like a mouthful and I'm going to be slurping the noodles in.
Mm-hmm.
And nope, that drives me insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, she's so cute.
So we were scheduled to be induced last night at 9:55 p.m.
Mm-hmm. But we didn't know if they were going to call and cancel on us at the last second because apparently we always choose the busiest time to have babies. Or maybe it's just always the busiest time. But for some reason, it seems like they're always overbooked whenever we are due. So,
yeah, so we weren't even sure
if they were going to call us like an hour beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Holding on to that very loosely, but I did, I had a really just busy day with the kids. I decided that I needed to be busy or feel sorry for myself, and being busy sounded more fun.
Yeah.
So we went to Chick-fil-A because everybody went to school, and so we had Chick-fil-A to ourselves, which is great. And then we went to a pet store in the area called That Fish Place, where you can just go and look at lots of animals. Like they have a really wide variety there. They obviously have fish, but they have like stingrays that you can pet. And chinchillas and rabbits and reptiles and birds and all sorts of stuff. So that kept us busy for a while. Also, if you ever go to a place with toddlers and then find out that the bathroom is not available at the last second and you are overdue pregnant, it's a special kind of hell. And then your toddler immediately realizes she has to go to the bathroom right then when the bathroom is
not free. Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we went back home and I started to feel like I was having light contractions, but pretty regularly, starting around like 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept having them for a while, and then they kept getting closer together and a little bit more intense, that I was like, oh, this might be it. But I did not tell Derek at all. I wanted to protect his heart if it wasn't the case. And
you did mention that you were having some harder contractions and was asked if I could.
Yeah, but it was hours after that had been happening.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Then around, I don't know what time I called you for.
It was been 3:30? About 3.
3:30 maybe?
No, it would have been 2:30 or 3.
Yeah. Then I started having some harder ones, and they were close enough together that I was like, yeah, I think since you're an hour away, you should consider coming back. It might be nothing, but I think that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept coming. So by around 6, we checked ourselves in here.
Yep.
In triage. And at that point, they kind of stalled for an hour. Like, I was still having them, but farther apart. Whereas before, like, I was walking around and feeling all this back pressure and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady who came in and checked me said I was at a 6. Definitely in labor, but the baby was posterior. So that was stalling things out. I've never had a posterior baby. Mm-hmm. I made the mistake of Googling positions, which told me that my chances of C-section were way up and all sorts of other really depressing things, and that labor will go on for forever. And
which kind of freaked you out a little bit.
I mean, but honestly, she kind of made it sound like labor was going to go on forever and
yeah,
it would be slow and and painful, which it sure as heck was. So in general, I tend to do back labor.
Yeah. Yeah. That has been a constant with all the pregnancies.
The first time, that was astoundingly terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, I was very hopeful that it wouldn't happen again, and it did.
and for the people in the room who don't have an intimate understanding of what labor is, can you explain what back labor is?
Oh, back labor just feels like someone stabbing you in the back each time you have a contraction.
Mm.
So the best way to find relief is to have someone pushing on your back with their hand, with a lot of pressure. And looking at the pictures from last night, I didn't realize how much effort people were putting into applying that pressure. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I understand why my birth team was so tired and went home to sleep. So then from 6 to 7, we were in triage, and then we got checked in. And then from 7 to 9, we had 2 hours of, like, basically every 5 minutes I had contractions. They were not fun. They were intense. But I could still, like, breathe through them mostly. Like, they were exhausting, and I was sweaty, and I had the shakes and stuff, which is a good sign of transitioning and progression. But like, the back labor kind of swelled over the edges of the contraction. Like, it didn't just stop after the contraction. I felt it for a while just because of where her head was.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then around 9, they offered to give us break my waters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which they did. And she said I was at a 5 at that point. I was like, oh.
Oh, good. I've been laboring for nothing.
Yeah.
Which probably wasn't actually the case, but, you know, it certainly felt like that to you at the time.
Yeah. And everybody had been telling me that I was progressing so well and everything. And it's just like, okay, but.
You're speaking lies.
Yeah.
All lies.
Yeah. So then all hell broke loose once they broke my water because my contractions came on top of each other, which anybody who's had their water broken probably like can tell that that's the case. Mm-hmm. It was the midwife who offered. I've heard of people like begging to have their water broken and then like, and the person being like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Mm-hmm. And doing it. And the person's like, I don't want to do this after all. But it definitely normally intensifies things. And it did for me as well. So basically was having a lot of contractions on top of each other at some points, really intense ones, and struggling to breathe through them, and having like so much back pressure, especially like I felt like I had to poop, mm-hmm. and then I felt like I had to push. And so finally they came in and checked me, and I couldn't even get on the bed for the check in time. Like she was asking me to get on the bed, and finally she's just like, it's okay, just squat, I'll check you. Which is why I love this place, because I can't ever picture a hospital normally doing that. Like there's a lot more protocols and stuff in place, but a birth specific hospital, like they didn't push me to get an IV because I was hydrated and I didn't need it. And I was totally fine with getting one if intervention was necessary, or, you know, I'm okay with medical intervention where necessary, but it was really nice to not have to deal with that.
Yeah. Not having to drag around a stand or deal with tubes running off. Yes.
Anyways, when they checked me around like 9:45, after they broke my water at 9, I was 9.5 centimeters dilated, which mm-hmm. meant I was basically there, and she pushed the rest of the cervix over the baby's head during a contraction, which was hella painful but hella productive. And then I pushed for 3 minutes and she was here.
Yeah
And it was the most intense pushing session ever.
Yeah, you had somebody ask you if the third one is easier to you know, if you can sit and do a crossword puzzle or something while you're pushing out the third one.
Hell no. Nope. That is not the case. This was my hardest labor for sure. But I think it was because the transition phase was so intense, and because of how her head was. She came out anterior, so either she turned or somebody was wrong, but mm-hmm. definitely felt like she was, like something was dragging down my spine the whole way out. Anyways, because I've never had that much back pressure, back pain with the back labor as mm-hmm. I did this time. So, yeah. And everybody is telling you at the end not to hyperventilate, but also to take fast, short breaths so that you don't push mm-hmm. when you're not supposed to. Everybody kept coming in being like, slow down your breathing. And it was like, no, somebody told me that I need to puff so that I don't. Uh-huh. But at that point, there's no way that I can explain that to every single person who comes in.
Yeah. And we tried, but then we gave up and we just kept doing what you were doing.
Yeah.
But then, so
what's your perspective on the whole thing?
Well, 950, did we say 9:51? Atlas Agape was born into the world.
She was born, which was mm-hmm. 4 minutes before she was supposed to be scheduled to be induced mm-hmm. at night.
And we were aided by my mother, your mother, and your sister, Elisa.
Yeah, my sister cut the cord, which was super special. Mm-hmm. That was the first time that she was there. So I asked her if it scared her away from having a child, and she said no, she wanted to have one more now. Mm-hmm. My mom was
like,
I don't
understand, but that's okay.
Yeah, my mom was on the verge of tears more this labor, because I think she knew it was harder for me than the other ones. And the other ones were hard, but dag nabbit, this one was hard.
We have such a wonderful birth team.
Yeah. And I did, I mean, I didn't get any medication for any medical intervention other than like the Pitocin shot at the end, and I think they gave me Psychotec or something like that, because I was bleeding a little bit more at the end, orally. But that was it. Which, honestly, like, I have nothing against epidurals, and I thought about it a lot, but I also, there are, like, more risks that come with them. And then it was, I really like being mobile for stuff, and I really liked that they told me, like, I asked if I could shower right away after, and I totally could have. Then I was too tired, but there was no, like, waiting period, and I could be mobile right away, and it's just great.
Yeah.
That first shower after having a baby. It's amazing. What was it like from your perspective? Derek said that, like, for him, like, this was an easier labor for him. Like,
I mean, I don't know if it was an easier labor. I felt like I was waiting for the, oh, I feel like I have to push a lot more this time. Like, because the other two times, the, oh, I need to push, like, and, oh, we're going to have a baby. Like, those came out of the blue a lot more because I wasn't expecting them. I was expecting your labor to go pretty quickly now because you've had two quick labors.
Mm-hmm. But this so one was, like, was longer. For,
yeah. How everything happened made sense.
Yeah.
Afterwards, but I didn't really know how to
parse it.
Encourage you and, like, be confident in, oh, you're, you know. But I was less, I feel like I was less emotionally invested. That sounds really bad. I feel I was less emotionally invested in the labor and more just, okay, what can I do in this moment to help get her through the contraction?
Yeah. You know, just, I mean, in my head, I wasn't even thinking we're going to have a baby until I was about to push her out.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like survive, survive, survive.
And even then, you were when people were saying, "Oh, we're seeing a head." Like, you were like, "Ah, oh, that's not true."
I figured, like, when she said the head's right there, she meant like she could feel the head in the birth canal, not it was right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was
three
right there.
It's a pushing man.
And it was like four rounds of pushing in those 3 minutes. Like, it was like two contractions worth, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If even, it might have just been one contraction, just a lot of pushing in that time.
Yeah.
Oh, I am so glad I don't have to push out a baby again.
Yeah. I'm so glad that we're just, that everything's done and now we have a baby.
And she's great.
I don't
and then
know
you went and sobbed on your mom's shoulder for a
oh
while.
Oh my goodness, I sobbed enough for like the entire room. It was such an emotional thing this time. Probably because of the entire pregnancy and the fact that we're done now. I just kept thinking about the fact that we're here, it's done, and I couldn't stop.
We survived.
I couldn't stop sobbing.
Yeah. What was it that you said to me a few days ago when we were both crying into our salads?
I don't remember.
Something like you were just so scared that you were going to lose me, or that I was.
Oh, I just want you. I just want you better. I just want you. Yeah. You back. I don't want you to be in pain anymore. I don't know. Oh, or like thinking about the possibility that all of this could come to an end of something bad happening to either one of you. And I don't know what I would do.
It's felt like everything that could go wrong in this pregnancy has. So.
And so you can't help but think about all of the other things that can go wrong. Not as an anxious thing, but just as a...
Do I have enough strength to get through more? Yeah,
yeah. Because things kept coming.
The idea of the possibility of losing her after all of this, like, I don't know what I could have done.
We recorded an episode we recorded a thing 4 or 5 days ago. That's just an episode of despair and sadness. And... I think I would still like to release that. We weren't sure at the time if we were or not, and I still have to convince you, probably.
Oh, I don't know. I just
You just don't want to have to listen to it.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
I know it's probably valuable to have it documented, but I felt so crappy after. I mean, I felt crappy during and crappy after.
Mm-hmm.
It's just generally crappy.
Yeah.
There were some really bright spots at the end of this pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
but I don't remember ever feeling so hopeless mm-hmm. in a season.
Yeah.
When you're living at such a low percentage of who you are for so long. And you can't really remember what normal feels like.
I don't know if I told you, but that we took a picture on Sunday of you out on your parents' porch with the baby with your hand kind of stroking your hair. And it's like the 41 weeks picture. And looking back at that after Addie has been born, I just tear up every time because it's such a sad picture. I just remember what we were feeling at that time, just the inevitability of it being forever like this. And yep, here we are. We still don't have a baby. Are we ever going to get to meet the baby? And she's right there now, and you know, with her eyes closed in the bassinet. And
we probably sound crazy to people who's like, of course the pregnancy is going to end, but our mental health from just the entire journey being so taxing and so continual in every way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, debilitating physically, debilitating emotionally. But I mean, physically, like me not being able to walk at the end for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the nausea and complications that came with that. And even wondering at some points if like nutritionally we were going to lose the baby because of how bad everything was.
Mm-hmm.
And mental health tanking with all of that.
But anyway, this is the happy episode.
Yes.
So if you want all the depressing stuff, tune in like a week later after I release this, and I'll probably release the other one.
But Atlas is here, and she's amazing. She's very calm.
Mm-hmm.
And she would like to eat all the time, I think, if we let her. I'm looking at her right now, and she's like totally sucking on her lips in her sleep.
And we should probably try to get some sleep here, because this is night two, and night two is when the cluster feeding happens.
The cluster feeding.
The cluster feed.
The feeding of the clusters.
The cluster must feed. So thank you to everyone who has been praying for us. Who's
and
been
supporting
following us. Yeah, and been following us on the journey.
Even if you say, how are you doing? And we say the same. Like,
and we still appreciate that. It's the checking in even was wonderful. And so we're both very happy and tired and ready to start the next chapter of life.
Mm-hmm.
With our third little baby.
And just think how much growth has happened for us together.
Mm-hmm.
And individually. But mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, like, every time I look back on going through a labor with you and even just getting to look at pictures of the way you support me and the way that you have stars in your eyes afterwards when you look at me. It's very sweet.
It is incredible to watch you do labor. Once we get to pushing and you are just, everything in you is pushing that baby out, it is the most incredible thing. I'm so in awe of you and what you do. And what you've done this entire pregnancy. You are, I am so blessed to be married to you. I could gush for a while longer, but maybe I won't this time.
Love you.
I love you too. Thanks for listening. If you want to follow or talk to us, you can do that on Instagram at settolearn or leave us a voice message at talk.settolearn.com. But until next time, keep learning.
We made that.
We did. It's there.
She just rolled her eyes way back into her head. We made a demon baby. She just like lifted one corner of her lip when I said that too, and like little cheeky.
Little cheeky baby. Good night, Addie A. See you in the morning.
Or really soon.
Or really soon.